You give us life again for your people to rejoice in you. O loving one, show us your love. Grant us yourself, your help. I am listening. I am listening in the silent room of my heart. Let me hear what you will speak in the silence of my soul. What the gracious one is saying means peace. Peace for all people, for the Holy One's faithful friends, and for all who turn to God in the silence of their hearts. Truly, oneness with God is close, at hand. God's harmonious wisdom is near. The Shekinah dwells in our land. Love and faithfulness now kiss. Goodness and peace now embrace. Faithfulness springs from the ground as truth leans down from the sky. The gracious one bestows happiness as our soil gives its finest fruits. Mercy and compassion now go before us and create a path of peace. As we gather again today, beloved, drawn by you, Omega Love, yearning and longing, aching to surrender and release all that we are, mind, body, heart, spirit, and pour ourselves beyond all the edges of our longing, beyond all the edges of our loving. And together we yield into a deeper oneing so that we may center in you and become a center of peace in our vulnerable and fractured world. We come willing to hold and feel the pain in our womb of compassion in a way that brings healing. We come to surrender so that you may pour the perfume of your loving on our wounds that are raw. Gently tend our intergenerational trauma and place sweet balm on our newly healed scars. we come to dissolve into you. Now tenderly, lovingly, we feel our dissolving, creating a naked, bare mind. And we feel the emptiness of no thought, infusing a lovely, soft, boundless spaciousness, rippling, expanding, oneing. Our bodies open into a limitlessness as we become one in you, Christ Omega, one with each other, one with the earth, one with the universe. We feel the oneing dissolving all conceptualizing. We are one with the pure silence of your essence. We are one in your intense intimacy, evolving, creating a new way of living our oneness within the dark womb of your crucified heart body, compassionately holding the pain of the world as you become our suffering. And together, in a shared being in, we hold the overwhelm in you. Sensing until this uncomfortable felt sense is saturated in love. All that is inhuman becomes imbued with your tender, fierce, loving, into resurrected being. Still, we hold the weeping, the scream, the agony, but we also hold your luminous, resurrected being, transforming, transfiguring, transubstantiating, so that the whole universe is becoming your body, beloved Christ, body broken and given. Blood poured out, releasing your Christ mind, intensifying the intensity of your consciousness alive in us. the one-ing becomes an all-ing. As our awareness expands and we become aware that you are the still center of our being. We sense pregnant seeds of grace, infinitely fertile with possibility and potential. We open further now into our collective intuition, and we feel and release into the vibrancy of amorizing love energy giving ourselves to you in the world in love. Reciprocally, we receive you in the world in love, one in one another, in a delightful, evolving indwelling. One in one another, we feel love and faithfulness kiss. One in one another, we feel the harmony, the peace, the power of the giving and receiving intensifying. One in one another, we sense the loving of this field of communion consciousness emerging in you, Christ Omega, and we shower the world in love. Emerging in you, Christ Omega, we shower the world in love. Emerging in you, Christ Omega, we shower the world.